Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shabari, in Washington. Tonight, co-education versus single-sex education.
And wow. Sometimes you would see two girls fighting over one guy.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was kind of, that was a bad side of it.
Because,
you know, so.
Well, these are forms of education that they are for sure very popular. But which one is better than the other? Or what do parents prefer when it comes to education? And what do the students gain in either one of these forms of education? So, we'll discuss this tonight, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. So to discuss this tonight, I will take this opportunity to welcome to the show Mrs. Halima Sharif from Tanzania. Welcome to the show, Mama.
Thank you.
And we also have Mr. Wilson Owere. Mr. Wilson Owere is the Chairman General of a National Organization of Trade Unions of Uganda. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.
We also have Mrs. Rosemary Okumu, a retired high school teacher from Busia County in Kenya. Welcome to the show, Mama Okumu.
Thank you.
In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing co-education versus single-sex education. Well, these are forms of education that they are for sure very popular. But which one is better than the other? Or what do parents prefer when it comes to education? And what do the students gain in either one of these forms of education? Well, proponents of same-sex education schools hold fast to the belief that girls and boys benefit from separate academic instruction. But conversely, opponents claim single-sex education perpetuates traditional gender roles and legitimizes institutional sexism. So, I spoke to my colleague Kenneth Bure, and I wanted to know his take.
In a mixed school, you come to learn about cross-sectional issues to do with ladies, issues to do with gentlemen, and then you leave cohesively in a manner in which you know there is a red line if I skip here, and there is this line where I have to stop. And then there is mutual respect how you live. It's like a complete society. The place is completely a free society place where you learn behavior and morals, where to go and where not to go in terms of privacy and other social talk.
And do you believe, really, that when you put girls and boys together in a co-ed system of education in a school, boys will be distracted, or the other way around, girls will be distracted? Do you believe in that?
I don't, but the reason why I say I don't, being distracted is your own option. If you want to be distracted, yes, you will be distracted even in the absence of those girls.
Mm.
If you don't want to be distracted, you will not be distracted. So long as your mind is focused, you know you are in school, what brought you to school is to study. How can someone else who came also to study obstruct you or distract you? It is you who will have decided I want to be obstructed or confused, so to say, by that person who is wearing a different kind of attire in the name of gender.
Hey, in the name of gender. Okay, Kenneth Bure, I like that. But there's one thing also. They say, some people, that they prefer when kids are young to go to a single-sex education. No, to go to a co-education, like you said, primary school you did. And then when they grow up, now they know what they want. They know what they do. Maybe in high school, go to only single-sex education, where they can really concentrate on their careers. Do you agree with that or not? And why? Yes.
Their parents will argue that that is how it should be, because the fear of the unknown. Because this boy or this girl at a certain stage called adolescence, he wants to find out more what makes us different, what makes me a boy and what makes her a girl. He wants to find out more. But then, even if you are in a boarding school and your mind is set to find out what is this girl who was who is locked outside the fence, who passes outside, you'll still skip the fence and go there.
Oh, yeah, I see that happening.
So there is no reason of blocking somebody just because of the fear of the unknown, that Bwire at the Orkenes at a certain time will have to find out about this girl, write a letter to her, the girl replies, and then they start sex.
Yeah.
That's the fear of thinking, what will they do? But if you put them together and you comprehensively guide and counsel them, they'll come out very perfect people, people who understand each other, unlike the one who is in single sex, who is only being taught about boys, how to take care of beards, how to take care of yourself. Then the moment this person gets out of school, gets into society, he gets ladies that he is not used to, it becomes a disaster.
Thank you, Kenneth Bwire. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing co-ed versus single-sex education. And now, back to the studio. Let me first welcome a retired high school teacher yourself, Mrs. Rosemary Okumu. In your years teaching some different high school and also different education institutions in Kenya, can you please share us and tell us your experience with teaching schools? Do you think that there was a particular advantage, maybe with co-education versus single-sex education in schools?
If I were to choose, I think it is better to have single-sex schools than co-educational schools.
Why is that, Mama?
Because the teacher is specifically interested in academic performance. The social one comes in, but they don't measure you much about it. That is why you would prefer an environment where there is not a lot of competition. In co-education institutions, the students, the girls and the boys are competing either in love affairs, all those many conflicts of teenagers.
Okay.
So for a teacher, it is preferable when you have a single-sex institution to teach.
Really? That is for a teacher? Okay. But I have some news for you. As a teacher, from one of the students I just spoke to the other day, I'll tell you later, though, that they believe that if you just confine the girls by themselves, for instance, as an example, they will always sneak out and look for those guys around the school. So for them, that is not helping just to put them together, saying that, oh, they're paying attention to their class. But anyway, you are the expert. So let me allow Mrs. Halima Sharif from Tanzania. Tell us, Mama Halima Sharif, for your experience, also for what you know, tell us about these forms of education. Or what's the difference as far as benefits and everything else?
Thank you very much, Mr. Sande. I'm speaking from a very lay person point of view. I'm not an educationist.
Sure.
All my life I've been a journalist, but I've also benefited from many years in working with health development projects. So I do not really have any hard evidence, but I'm a product of co-education. And and I think at the end of the day, I think it is the education system that a country decides on, like what kind of education system you want to have. And when I talk about education system, I'm not just talking about girls' schools, boys' schools, co-education. Rather, what is the content and what kind of society you want to build or you're aspiring to build, and therefore, what is it that you're instilling in the younger generation? So for me, that is more critical. And co-education or girls' education or boys' education, for me, these are the channels of getting your education system work. So I'm a product of a co-education, and I feel very strongly that I benefited a lot in terms of you know, being able to relate to the other sex. Those days, that is like many years ago, it's not about having a relationship with a boy. I think in our times, we were not very much into those things because we were afraid of those things. So it was giving me a different perspective. There was a lot of competition. Who is leading, you know, in what class? Is it a boy or a girl? So it exposed me to the other gender and how to relate. And I feel on that area, if we are to build a society with equal gender relations and understand the female and the male perspective on issues, I think co-education for me in this time and age would be a more favorable approach. So I'm speaking from a layperson and also a product of co-education. Girls' education alone or boys' education alone, as I said, does not, if we're talking about sexual relations, it does not prevent a girl to go out and, you know, or a boy to go out and get a girl. And nowadays, life has changed. I'm sure Rosemary would be believe me when I say we are into, you know, the LGBT language. So it doesn't matter if it's only girls, things are going to happen too. So all I'm trying to say is, I feel co-education allows for the boy and the girl to understand the society they're going to serve, the society they're going to live in, has these different dynamics.
Okay, well, very well said, Mrs. Halima Sharif. You are a product of co-education yourself. Very well said. I am also a product of co-education as well. But let's listen to Mr. Wilson Owere from Uganda. Please tell us your experience, maybe, and tell us what you think about this co-education versus the single-sex education system.
I'm a product of both single and the
co-education.
And I find both of them interesting because the first one, I was in co-education. And co-education, I found that there were different things you learn from both sides, both sex, whether female or male. And you find that interaction at a certain level, and then there is that warmth when you are discussing as the both sex, and you don't feel anything, but you find that there's a lot of learning. You find that in the other side, you find that there are females who are very, very sharp. And when you sit with them, you understand them more than fellow man. And then when I went to single school also, there was a lot of concentration. But you find that sometimes you are missing something. And then you would run out of the school. Like I will tell you that I was in Manjas High School. And we had the single school, girls' schools just across the gate. And it was just a road separating us. I think Okumu knows that place. That is Majas and the girls. So you find it was very, very difficult for us to interact. But at the same time, we would go and camp there when girls are going to fetch water. You find there's a lot of interesting things. But in terms of learning, in terms of education, and I will also tell you that in other areas like schools where it is a Christian foundation schools, the single schools do very well, especially for girls. And most of the girls, like, I give an example in Uganda, like Gayaza, Nabsusa, and some of those schools have really brought out very strong ladies who are now in both in government and the strong institutions. So it cuts across.
Okay.
But all in all, I think it's the system of education, which is very more important.
Very well said. Thank you, Mr. Wilson Owere. Tonight on Let's Talk, co-ed versus single-sex education. Some interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our studio with Wilson Owere, Rosemary Okumu, and Halima Sharif. Right now, discussing co-education versus single-sex education. According to the author Juliet Williams, and also the author of the book Separation Solution, Single-Sex Education and the New Politics of Gender Equality, says some people believe in single-sex education because they had a great personal experience. For instance, Mrs. Halima Sharif. But to other people, single-sex education seems like they see the difference between boys and girls. And they like the idea of creating schools that reflect these differences. And maybe that will be what Mrs. Okumu was talking about. So, I spoke to my colleague from the Mali service, Kumba Traore, and I wanted to know her take.
I was in an all-girls school
there. Oh, really?
It was a Catholic school, and it was all girls. So it was a good experience on one hand, and it was kind of like a mixed feelings experience on the other hand.
Why?
Because it's a good experience because as a girl, you need to know how to cohabitate with other girls because everybody knows that girls, having girls in one building is trouble.
Too much estrogen.
It is. But they taught us simplicity, you know? Like, we had all the same uniforms that we had to wear to school. So you wouldn't make the difference between a rich kid and somebody who's from a less comfortable family and stuff, because everybody was the same. We were
same
all treated
look
the same.
Every day, right?
Exactly.
Even, so, now, do you think you learned better since because it was all girls? And maybe having boys would be a distraction, you think so or not?
Well, I am glad, though, that I went to an all-girls school at one point in my life because, like I said, we were given the opportunity to concentrate more on our school subjects. And I do remember that you would see a lot of boys outside of school at the time. Like, you know, after classes and stuff like that. That's when, like, on the lunch break and stuff, you would see, like, boys with the motorcycles waiting for their girlfriends outside and stuff. And sometimes you would see two girls fighting over one guy.
Oh my goodness.
So it was kind of, it was that was a bad side of it. Because, you know, so, I am imagining like a school where you have all girls and you still have boys' trouble. Imagine if you had boys in that school and stuff. So that
it's going to be double trouble, you think?
Exactly.
So, as far as distraction, there's some people who say that, you know what? They think, okay, that putting girls and boys together in a co-education kind of setting helps the girls know how to behave in the real world and also tells boys how to behave in real world. And you don't find so much trouble with boys when they are in such a setting. And it helps in the long run. Do you think that is true?
I kind of agree and disagree with that.
Okay.
It is true that when you have separate schools, when you have an all-boys school and all-girls school, you have, you know, there's a lot of things, sexual activities in the schools that you can avoid by that. That's true. But the school that I went to, yes, we were all girls, but that did not prevent anybody from having boyfriends outside of school. Having an all-girls school is not going to prevent the girl to not have a boyfriend.
Or at least to communicate with boys and her friends.
And stuff. Because I'm telling you, after classes, we used to have, like, hundreds of boys outside of school waiting for their girlfriends. So,
thank you, Kumba Traore. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing co-education versus single-sex education.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
And back to the studio. I will try to again give this opportunity to Mrs. Rosemary Okumu. You might see the differences maybe, as you said, between the girls and the boys. And sometimes you want to make sure they are taking all the time they need without any interactions to get education. Is this the reason maybe, as Mr. Wilson or whatever was talking about, that is why the reason these single-sex education
schools in Uganda maybe did very well and bring so many strong people?
I have studied in a single education school. In fact, Namagunga at that in Uganda. And I think we did well.
Okay.
The experience of socializing, you could get weekend for girls who were older to meet with the boys under the supervision of the teachers.
Okay.
That's when we would have the extracurricular activities, like we would have the debate, we would have conferences. That would cater for that. But we had more time learning when we are alone than when we are with the boys. And the truth is, you like it, you don't like it. Some girls cannot even express themselves before boys. So you seem like you are putting down their potential by exposing them too early. And that's how I feel. I think
they need time to be exposed.
To have time to grow up and be in a position to meet each other when they really are mature.
That is a very good point. I just get it. Because some, you know, young minds need time to accumulate some things. But Mrs. Halima Sharif is a product of co-education, and you don't think maybe this is one of the things?
Yeah, comes out, and I actually forgot to tell you this. I started with co-education from 1 to form 4, and then A-level education from 5 and from 6 was a girls' school. So I had both, and I forgot about the girls' school.
Okay.
So what comes to me right now is that, yes, I agree with the argument that, you know, when you have girls' schools, and a good number of the girls' schools that we have in this country, reputable schools like Weruweru Girls' Schools, Machame Girls' Schools, I think, and other places, they really produced excellent women who are professionals. Some of them are retired officers and so forth. Likewise, the boys' schools also produced very good people, like, you know, serving this country. And I think that shows they had enough time maybe to focus on their studies than anything else. That is granted. But then what comes to mind is that it also depends. Boarding schools, when you talk about co-education, it is most of them are like day schools. You see? So we need also to look at co-education that are day schools. And there are a number of them. Because that's almost the common practice.
Right.
A lot of these single sex education, these are boarding schools. So you see the environment, even bringing up a child to focus on studies and make sure it all goes well in a day school environment, it's different from a boarding school environment.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Halima Sharif. Very well said on that end. And now to finalize, let me give Mr. Owere the last word. For all level, when they are very young, allow them to mix or to go through co-ed. But if you're going to high school, those are the times whereby you come to the final stages of growing up. You want to concentrate. You want to go to a specific area of study. For instance, in high schools in Tanzania, I believe, whether it's science, whether it's arts, whether it's politics, whatever you want to focus on, that's the time you go to school. And you want to, you know, if you have only single sex education, which you find most of the schools are, you find these guys performing very, very well. But does that stop the co-education to do well just because of, you know, you have this mixture of people?
Okay, it's interesting. And I will tell you that when I was in secondary school, especially the time when we were mixing up, you find that I was very, very shy. And sitting here, lady, you find you are not settled. You feel like when you are trying to write something, even when you are told to come and present something in front of the class, it becomes a challenge. You know, that kind of, and also the changes in human being, like you are changing from
the biological changes in bodies.
You know, that stage is very, very funny. There's a lot of communication gap which is there, and you find yourself in a confused way. But all in all, I'll also give you an example that there was a very good school, core schools, education, where in Namasagali, where Father Grime was actually the architect. And you find that he really groomed the people who are in that school, those people who are there, during this time, the people I've interacted with, the people I've worked with, they are totally different from people who have been either in single girls' school or single boys' school. They are totally different. They have gone through many things, and you find they have given them a lot of confidence in them, building them up in a way how to communicate, in a way how to present themselves, in a way how to live together, and a way that the system of education brought them to a certain level of leadership. And you find it very, very interesting. But when again you go to other single school where total people have gone into a different area, where when they are released from school, you find that during holidays they are like people who have been in prison, and they roam around, they try to test all this kind of thing. It's about the school, the way it has brought in students.
Okay.
I would say that.
Sure. Thank you so much, Mr. Wilson Owere. You had the last word tonight. I really appreciate. And hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 universal time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
So kila kitu alinifunza mama heshima ndo kila kitu walisha sema wahenga ukifuata magari utapotea baby we ukifuata mapeni utapotea mbona nikuita malaika tabia zako haziambatani mbona nikuita mama yao na watoto wako umewatupa
That's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored co-education versus single-sex education. A very big thank you to my guest tonight, all the way from Busia County in Kenya, Mrs. Rosemary Okumu. Thank you so much for your time. And also from Tanzania, Mrs. Halima Sharifu, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Sure. And from the city of Entebbe, Uganda, thank you for your time, Mr. Wilson Owere.
Thank you so much and good night.
Jackson Vunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be science and technology. Where is it taking us to? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss the health issue of interest to you.
That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of The Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up.